Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 18th of November. Markets are still waiting to hear who US President-elect Trump will nominate as Treasury Secretary. There had perhaps been some expectation that the Treasury Secretary would oppose some of the tax increases represented by widespread tariffs. But media reports suggest that the search has been broadened and that candidates must make a commitment to impose the proposed significant tax increases on US consumers. The tariff issue is not just about the level of tariffs, but about how broadly they are applied. Large parts of trade are not currently subject to tax, but that would be changed under some of the scenarios. The idea of universal tariffs, which are virtually impossible to avoid through supply chain adjustment, also adds to the potency. There's a lot of debate about how much campaign rhetoric translates into policy, as well as the legal moves required to do that. But the trend of appointments so far is clearly towards tax increases. It's against this backdrop that we have the release of the euro area trade balance today. This is not a statistic that has really mattered historically. Arguably, the ending of fixed exchange rates removed the importance of trade balances for most economies. But if trade is becoming weaponized in a political sense, and selling things US consumers wish to buy is to be targeted by policy, then the trade balance itself could become a political weapon. Obviously, in this context, the bilateral balance with the United States is a focus, but the data on trade with China is also likely to be relevant in an environment of rising political nationalism. There are a number of central bank speakers scheduled, including ECB Chief Economist Lane and ECB President Lagarde. Market expectations about the ECB have been fairly steady, however. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell was sounding more cautious on the pace of rate cuts last week, and so Fed speak might be more important in the coming weeks, but there's not a great deal of that scheduled ahead. It is perhaps worth noting that across the major industrial economies, industrial production has tended to disappoint in the most recent data releases. It's not a major level of disappointment, and in some cases the negativity was due to downward revisions in earlier months, but the industrial sector has tended to be softer than expected for September or October. The US joined the euro area and the UK in slightly weaker data. China's data was more or less in line. The ongoing shifts in consumer demand patterns and the front-loading of consumer durable goods purchases back in 2021 and 2022 may all have had a role in this, but this could be something to keep an eye on. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.